Unity Point Health is among 12 health systems representing approximately 250 hospitals across the United States that have joined Civica Rx as founding members. Civica Rx was established in 2018 by three philanthropies and seven leading health systems that experience firsthand the impact of drug shortages, which have become all too common and affect all aspects of the healthcare delivery system. The highly collaborative initiative will result in lower costs and more predictable supplies of many medicines, helping ensure patients and their needs come first in the generic drug marketplace. Civica Rx members drive drug selection decisions to ensure Civica Rx manufacturers medications most essential to patient care. Unity Point Health is proud to partner with Civica Rx and other mission-driven healthcare organizations committed to ensuring high-quality, affordable medications are available when patients need them, stated Ken Lur, Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at Unity Point Health. Martin Van Trees, CEO of Civica Rx, said, "We are thrilled to welcome Unity Point Health and other highly regarded health systems to Civica as founding members. Drug shortages have become a national crisis where patient treatments and surgeries are canceled, delayed, or suboptimal. We thank these organizations for joining us to make essential generic medicines accessible and affordable in hospitals across the country." Civica Rx expects to bring over 14 hospital-administered generic drugs to hospitals and healthcare systems in 2019 as the initial focus of the company's effort, with many additional medications prioritized by the healthcare systems as the next phase of focus. The company is working towards becoming an FDA-approved manufacturer and will either directly manufacture generic drugs or subcontract manufacturing to trusted supply partners. Together with Unity Point Health, the 12 new founding members also include Advocate Aurora Health, Allegheny Health Network, Baptist Health South Florida, Francisan Alliance, Memorial Hermann Health System, NYU Langone Health, Ochsner Health System, Sanford Health, Spectrum Health, St. Luke's University Health Network, and Steward Healthcare. Founding members join the previous announced governing members of Civica Rx, which include Catholic Health Initiatives, the Gary and Mary West Foundation, HCA Healthcare, Intermountain Healthcare, Laura and John Arnold Foundation, Mayo Clinic, Peterson Center on Healthcare, Providence St. Joseph Health, SSM Health, and Trinity Health. For more information about Unity Point Health, visit unitypoint.org. United Way of the Great River Region will have their annual meeting on Wednesday, January 23, 2019, at 12 p.m. at Hawkeye Restaurant. All member partners of the United Way of the Great River Region are invited to attend. To make a reservation, please call the United Way of the Great River Region office at 319-524-4504 by Friday, January 18, 2019. In sports news, the Keokuk Chiefs boys basketball team picked up their third straight win on Tuesday with a 65-28 victory over the Southeastern Suns. Junior Tyjae Mueller has led the Chiefs in scoring in each of those wins as he scored 19 in the win over Southeastern. Joining him in double figures was sophomore Anthony Potrats, who finished with 12, and Alex Walter, who scored 16 and added 10 rebounds to be named the John Hockson State Farm Player of the Game. Sophomores Boone Messer and Callum Takis combined to score 14 off the bench, and every player on Keokuk's active roster saw the floor. Keokuk recorded 16 steals and blocked 4 shots as a team in a game where they led by only 8 at halftime, but outscored Southeastern 40-11 in the second half to run away with the win. This is the first time Keokuk has been above 500 in boys basketball this late in the season. This is 2014-15 season. The next game for Keokuk will be part of a girls and boys doubleheader in Fort Madison on Friday. Senior Mackenzie Northup is averaging 17.3 points, 5.6 rebounds, and 2.6 assists per game while shooting 44.6% from the field, 40.4% from downtown, and 82.9% from the line, leading the girls team in every category. Also averaging double figures is junior McKenna Davis at 11.8 points per game and also leads the team with 26 steals. They play a Bloodhounds team that is 1-11 on the season, with that lone win coming in the previous contest against Albia 61-39. The girls' game begins at 6:15 and the boys' game follows at 7:45. Fort Madison comes in 4-7 in boys basketball, losing their last two games by a combined 10 points at home to Albia and Fairfield. Jaden Feather leads the team in scoring and rebounding with 14.8 points and 6 rebounds per game. Logan Rashid is also having a solid season at 12.2 points per game and leads the team with 36 assists. Keokuk also plays their final game in the West Hancock tournament on Saturday in boys basketball against the host Titans. If West Hancock wins on Friday against Illini West, it will set up a winner-take-all championship game on Saturday. Catch coverage of all three of these games on the Radio Keokuk family of networks. The Iowa Hawkeyes are in action on Wednesday night in men's basketball. The men's team heads to Evanston, Illinois to play the Northwestern Wildcats. Four Wildcats are averaging double figures this year, led by Vic Law's 17.6 points per contest. That game will tip off at 8:07 p.m. and coverage will be on Z93, your home for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And a game wrap-up will be included in Thursday's news.